CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Governor Jared Polis says Interstate 70 through Glenwood Canyon will partially reopen this Saturday. Massive mudslides have kept the highway closed for nearly 2 weeks, but Polis says CDOT crews have worked long hours to clear the highway and start repairs.
Good news is mud's cleared. Good news is the road is intact in most places. Bad news is there are some structural damage in a few areas, and that's going to take a few more days to have a workaround to get open by Saturday afternoon.
I-70 will go down to one lane in a few spots in the canyon where extensive repairs are needed, and Polis says any rain this week could slow down the reopening. Meantime, the U.S. Forest Service plans to re-examine a burn scar to see if anything can be done to slow mudslides along I-70. Scott Fitzwilliams with the White River National Forest says the walls of Glenwood Canyon are so steep, mulch or grass seed wouldn't help stabilize soils burned by the Grizzly Creek fire last year. But it appears those slides actually start in flatter areas above the canyon.
What we want to do is reassess on top whether or not there's things we can do, whether it's check dams, mulching. Maybe, you know, you diagonally fall trees in drainages.
Fitzwilliams says he's asked for a team to see if those sorts of projects might help. Campfires can return to Arapaho and Roosevelt National Forests and Pawnee National Grasslands. The U.S. Forest Service is lifting fire restrictions because monsoon rain has brought relief to those dry areas. Forest managers warn there's still a risk for wildfire and restrictions may be needed again if fuels dry out. This is CPR News.